What items are disruptive? What items provide value? Ask yourself those questions so that you can be part of that conversation of meeting people's needs in a new and creative way.
From RevThink, you're listening to the RevThinking Podcast, a conversation with creative entrepreneurs who know the best way to deal with the future is to create it. I'm Joel Pilger. Today, my guest is Tim Thompson, and Tim and I are discussing the entrepreneurial formula.
Welcome to RevThinking. RevThink leverages years of experience and practical wisdom to help owners of top creative studios, so you don't have to choose between following your passion and running your business. Now here are your hosts, Joel Pilger and Tim Thompson.
If you've heard Tim Thompson speak in public, perhaps at one of our creative entrepreneurs conferences that we do in partnership with Promax BDA, you've probably heard him talk about the entrepreneurial formula. And it goes like this: needs plus resources equals solutions. Well, this past week, Tim and I, we were in Los Angeles working with some of our motion design and production company clients. And on our way to a meeting, actually to have coffee, we were talking about the formula. And I thought, you know, it would be great to share with our listeners, what is the formula? Where did it come from? And how does it work? And of course, most importantly, how could we apply it at your firm? So listen in for Tim and I as we discuss the entrepreneurial formula.
Starting route to Alfred Coffee. Turn right onto Wilshire Boulevard.
So that's our cue.
Guess we're on our way to getting coffee.
And so what are we titling the show?
Consultants and Cars Going to Get Coffee.
Right. So no, we're here in Los Angeles, but we're going to have a meeting. And we're here in West Hollywood. Well, I guess we're still in Beverly Hills, but on our way. But we were having this conversation about the entrepreneurial formula. And I thought, gosh, what a really interesting idea that I would love to share with people. So my question for you is, what do you want to give the story? Where did this idea of the entrepreneurial formula come from?
Oh, wow. That's a great story. It actually wasn't started as an entrepreneur formula. It was started as a ministry formula.
Okay.
A friend of mine was a youth pastor at a church, and he was recruiting volunteers to help get things done. And he had this formula of needs plus resources equals program. And at that point, the idea was, let's not make a bunch of programs if we don't have people to run them. Let's just make programs based on the resources we have. So I've obviously taken that and converted it to needs plus resources equals solution. And it really is like the working formula of all entrepreneurs. We find needs in the world. We figure out how to take things that we already know or things that we own or people that we know and find a solution.
So what I love about the formula is, and it's maybe not immediately obvious, because when you actually write it on, you know, I remember you writing it on a whiteboard at one of our Promax BDA creative entrepreneurs conferences, is the word needs. Because I think there is this sort of, I don't know, human tendency to say, well, I'm a hammer, right? Which is a resource. Well, then you obviously are a nail and you need my thing. You know, that there's this sort of like, I've got this resource, I'm going to go out and sell it and market it, and like, and I'm just going to go at it. And it the formula really makes you question, wait, is that actually a need that you're meeting? And
I call that the if you build it, they will come plan. I'm going to take my resource, I'm going to build the resource, and it's going to draw people to me. That's not the entrepreneur formula. The entrepreneur formula says start with the need. What are people talking about? What's out in the world? What needs to be discovered? What problems do people have? What are the needs? Oh, okay. What's available? What can I create? Or who do I know? And what things I can apply to that need. Now I have something I could sell. Especially if it opens up value and you're trying to unlock value of situations and companies and products. That's the entrepreneur formula.
Remember Tricia Melton?
Yeah.
Who we interviewed in a podcast episode. She had this really great concept that she talked about of the listening tour, which was simply the idea of get out there, get outside of your bubble, and go talk to clients and actually ask them questions about their needs. And I thought that was such a great way to approach it, because I think if the entrepreneurs listening are really honest, there's this, because we see this all the time, there's this tendency where we get into a room and we spend a lot of time explaining the resource we have,
yes,
and saying, hey, this fills this need, and you have this need, right? The more I talk about how amazing my resource is, don't you see the need that you have? Don't you see the need you have? Don't you see the need you have? And sometimes the audience, if the audience is confused and they're not getting it, you might just be talking about the wrong need.
Yeah, I mean, Trisha was basically saying, go out and discover the needs. The listening tour is, what needs do clients have? And you might recognize that most of the needs your clients have don't fit the solution that you're providing or the resource that you own, therefore the solution you're providing. That's where we get involved and talk to our clients about the revolution, things that need to change, opportunity that needs to be there, way of rethinking the issues that you have, or rethinking the issues that you have, so that you could process and be part of a new conversation based on the new changes and new ideas that are out there.
I love that. You know, there was, I have one client that did this listening tour. And just a little interesting example of what you discover on a listening tour was, this guy is a sales EP who went into a TV network to talk to, I think, an SVP or someone at a high level, and just didn't say, hey, what do you guys have coming up that we can help you with? That's not a listening tour.
Right.
A listening tour is, hey, what's on your mind these days? What's keeping you up at night? What are you frustrated by? Where do you feel like your business, your company, the industry is going? And you know what he heard was, yes, we are bringing more projects in-house, which as a studio, as a vendor, you would normally think, oh, bummer. But guess what? The more he dug deeper, the more he found out that the guy really was... Well, there's certain types of projects that are really well suited for us to handle in-house, but then there's this whole other category that we have to go out of house for. And in fact, I'm really glad you're here today, because I would love to talk to you about that.
That's great. So really, let's talk about how the formula works with businesses. Yeah. So start with discovering needs. I love the idea of listening tour. There's probably even conferences you can go to. I know ProMax this year. We were talking about the agenda yesterday. There's a lot of conferences and workshops to discover needs, talk about the change of the industry. So go out there, understand, don't be afraid of finding needs that you currently don't
satisfy, right?
So discover the needs. Resources. Resources are is the creative part of entrepreneur. Who do I know? What do they do? What services are available? What new technologies out there? How are other people solving those problems? What other industries are solving problems in different ways? What items are disruptive? What items provide value? Ask yourself those questions so that you can be part of that conversation of meeting people's needs in a new and creative way. And then lastly, the solution. Understand the solution, write up the solution, position that solution specifically. Don't be a generalist on your website if you're coming up with a specific solution for a specific need. Don't do it. You're wasting the opportunity and you're not unlocking the value. So that's how the formula works. Needs, discover needs, resources, understand the resource available, solutions, write them up and pitch them.
Yeah, that's very cool. I think every entrepreneur knows in his heart this formula, but actually talking it through and how it works is maybe a good refresher for some. But now it's time for coffee.
We are 250 feet from our destination, so... Thank you for joining us in this episode of Consultants and Cars Going Out and Getting Coffee.
Thanks, Tim. RevThinking is produced by RevThink. Feel free to connect with us at revthink.com. We'd love to help. And hey, if you like the RevThinking podcast, please do us a favor by subscribing on iTunes and giving us your feedback. And please spread the word.
Thanks for listening to RevThinking.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research,
check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.